faithful followers of the Savior, Christ is risen.
He is
risen indeed. Hallelujah. The text for this special occasion of the Vigorous Assignment is from the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, the words of the Holy One, the true one, who has the key of David, who opens and no one will shut, who shuts and no one opens. I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door which no one is able to shut. I know that you have but little power, and yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. This is the text. You may be seated. Faithful followers of the Savior, especially you, President Rast, colleagues, faculty, Council of Presidents, staff, family of faith, and friends. Greetings to you in the name of David's Son and David's Lord, Jesus Christ, the risen one, who has declawed death, has destroyed the devil, and has done away with the dominion of sin over us. Let me tell you first and foremost, to you young men, I know exactly how excited and how fearful you are. I sat in your seats in 1991, and my stomach was making somersaults as I was debating or waiting to hear where the Lord is going to send me to serve his people. You will soon find that out. And thus, I will tell you a little secret. So I want you to pay attention to me. This is just between the two of us here, or the few of us here. I wrote this sermon just for you personally. Now I know I cannot stop the rest from eavesdropping. Therefore, I say to you this evening, Philadelphia, footsteps. It is the proper way, the productive way, the wise way, the good way, as pastors and vicars and God's redeemed people on the journey of life towards heaven to walk in Philadelphia's footsteps. And therefore, to you, my dear brothers in the faith, and soon to be brothers in the office, this is my prayers for you, that you would hear the words of the Apostle John as he speaks to you personally at what it means to be a servant of the Most High God, utilizing the gift that God has been equipping you with as you go out in his name and by his power to proclaim the word and to serve his people using Philadelphia footsteps. I will also tell you, it's not an easy task. And the reason for that, you and I are sinners, and we live in a broken world full of sin. And so you might be tempted to get in the way of the message rather than being the messenger. At times, you might even be tempted to deny your Lord, but stand firm on the word of God. Guard the gospel that guards you. Amin is an excellent and beautiful story of one who walks in Philadelphia's footsteps and as a theologian of the cross. In Alexandria, Egypt, just this Palm Sunday, two bombs exploded, and as a result, 38 people died because they worshiped the only true God, Jesus Christ. Amin survived the blast, but in the process, he lost his wife and his only daughter. Few days later, he was being interviewed and he said this, and I quote, "My loved ones are with Jesus. They can look at Jesus all the time and worship him continuously. I am actually jealous because they get to spend the time with Jesus and I have to wait to be with them." This man understands the cost of walking in the footsteps of the Church of Philadelphia. Philadelphia's footsteps that moves you to be men who are beacons of light and hope to a world that desperately need to know who Jesus Christ is. And it is very important for you to hear the words of the Apostle John one more time. He said, "I know that you have but little power, and yet you have kept my word and have not denied me." These words will give you an added measure of comfort, as you will comfort in the name of the risen Christ those whom you will serve. Your role that you will take place shortly is to become servant walking in the footsteps of the Church of Philadelphia. In a few weeks, you will exchange the classroom experience to a different place, to the classroom of the parish. There, you will come in the name of Jesus Christ, the crucified and risen one. Your role is not to tell them about your opinion or what you think. Nobody cares what you think. What they want to know is about Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior. Your role and your mission as students of the Scripture is to point to Jesus Christ, your only Lord and Savior, that people would see through you the beacon of hope and light in the midst of a dark world that knows nothing about the love of Jesus, but that you might equip them with the grace of God and his mighty life-giving word. It's interesting when you look at the original, you'll see the word translated in the ESV as keep, but it's even stronger than that. Literally, the word can be translated as guard, as the most precious thing you will ever have, and that thing that you have is the life-giving word that changes lives and destroys others. You see, the Apostle John said, "You have but little power," and how right he is in saying that. Soon you will hear things such as this: "Oh, vicar, oh, pastor, pray for us because you have in with God." I don't know how many times I've heard that. I probably would be a millionaire by now. Pray because God is going to listen to you. That's not the case. I don't have any more power than you do. We need the external power of the Word of God, the dynamite that will change his life forever. It is the Word of God that changes life. And if you don't believe me, study the Scripture and see the power of the Word in the lives of Moses, Joshua, Elijah, Jeremiah, Isaiah. They cut people to death by the Word. But that same Word lift people who are downtrodden and broken. That same Word is what people need to hear. And let me just be a little bit personal with you about this Word and the power of that Word. 10 years ago, my oldest son got married, and my younger sister was here in this country for 3 months, and she constantly complained of pain. She went home on September the 14th, went to the doctor, and was diagnosed with cancer in her brains, in her lungs, and in her kidney. I went home to be with my sister. I stayed 10 extra days more than I would have had otherwise, and I would go into the room, and we would walk into the room, and my sister would say to me, "Nabil, will you tell me about Jesus?" For 10 days, I laid right next to my sister, and I read the Psalms. I read anything that I can think of. And when I would leave the room, she would say, "Nabil, thank you, for Jesus was with me in the room today." This is what you will be doing soon. The power is not your power. The power is in the external Word that comes to us from God and from the lips of Jesus. It is that Word that will change lives forever and will help you to guard the gospel that will guard you. You, as students of the Scripture, know that context is everything. Unless we lose the context by becoming a pretext, we ought to know what is Philadelphia's footsteps and what is this all about. If you know the book of Revelation, there are a series of 7 letters to 7 churches. The 6th letter is to the church of Philadelphia. And if you paid close attention, the messenger, that is Christ Jesus, declares to the church of Philadelphia that they have kept his word. They have guarded the word. It is the word that changes life. And that life was truly evident 500 years ago, when Luther began the Reformation movement, because he spoke of the power of the Word, not the Pope, not the priest, but the Word of the living God. And the message that Luther spoke about the Reformation, it is about Jesus, and 500 years later, it's still about Jesus. And that's why you ought to be walking as students of Scripture in Philadelphia's footsteps. Your role is to point to the crucified and risen Christ. Risen Christ. You are to point to him, to let people see his face, his suffering, his death, his glorious resurrection, his ascension, and his return to earth. You are a messenger. You will take the good news, as Dr. Matthew Harrison would often say, give us the goods. And the goods is the word of the living God. And you are to guard it, because it is the thing that guards the gospel, so that the gospel will guard you. Does that mean it's going to be easy for you? No. You will learn fast. You will make mistakes. You will hurt people. You will say things that you regret if you have said. But when you do that, be the first person to acknowledge to your brother and to your sisters that you have done them wrong. Ask for forgiveness. As my dear friend and brother from another mother, the pastor Nathan Meder said, and I'm going to quote him, "You are not really a pastor until you have to ask for the very forgiveness you preach from the people you have been preaching to." Let me repeat that one more time, please. You aren't really a pastor until you have to ask for the very forgiveness you preach from the people you have been preaching to. Therefore, study the Word, love the Word, live the Word, preach the Word, and share it with anyone you come in contact with. Tonight is a very special night. You will remember this as long as God keeps you on this earth. April the 24th of 2017 is a special day. It is a day that you're going to get your assignment and you're going to leave this place to be a servant in the name of Christ on behalf of his people who have been baptized into his name, redeemed by his blood, forgiven, blood-bought, and heaven-bound. And remember, they are not your people. They are his. He bought them. He paid for them dearly with his own precious blood on Calvary's cross. Your role is to be a servant of Christ, sharing the good news, guarding the gospel that guards you. Therefore, I say to you, beloved brothers, take these words of John to heart. You and I don't have power. The Greek word is micro. We have very limited power, but our God is infinite. He can do anything. And in Isaiah 55, 10 and 11, we are told through the prophet Isaiah, as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and water the earth and give bread to the eater and food to the sower, so does the word of God that goes out of my mouth. It will accomplish the purpose for which I send it. It will never come back to me empty. That's the gift that God has given to you to use with your people. The word of the living God that changes lives and cut people's life who don't hear the word. Therefore, remember, you are simply a messenger on behalf of Christ to point to the true message of salvation earned by Christ our Lord. Tonight, give thanks to the faculty, the teachers, your wives, your mom and dad, who has impressed upon you the value of this word. And thank every person who has touched you in a very special way as they spoke to you about Jesus. Let me conclude with this. I'm a Palestinian Arab from Nazareth. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? I grew up as a Catholic. Do you know, I never heard the gospel until I was 16 years old, until I came to this country. Do you know how I tried to atone for my sins? I would go to Mount Carmel, where I went to school, and I would pick up the sharpest rocks, and I would kneel on them until I bled. Today, at 61, I have terrible arthritis. But it was in this country that most of the Middle East called the big shaitan or the big devil, that I heard the gospel. And that gospel freed me, that I don't have to earn my salvation, but it has saved me. Never dreaming I would become a pastor, but that word has such change in my life. I felt so free. I couldn't stop sharing God's good news. May you be bold, courageous, loud, if you have to be, and share God's grace with the people you get to serve. And thank God for our Lord and Savior, God's Son, David's Son, and David's Lord, who opens and no one can shut, and who shuts and no one can open. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
We welcome you one and all to this vicarage and internship service. We give thanks to God for providing workers into his harvest. We thank and praise our risen Savior that he has done all things well and has given us 37 candidates for vicarage and 2 candidates for deaconess internship. I would like to thank our partner congregations and their supervising pastors for helping and aiding us here at the seminary to help raise these men and mold them into the pastoral ministry. To our district presidents, we give you thanks for your hard work and effort as you work with us. I personally want to give thanks to Professor Pulse and Nancy Raber in the placement office for all their help and advice, for Dr. Busher and Deaconess Rast for also their help and advice, for Reverend Tom Zimmerman, who helped me transition into this new job and position about 8 or 9 months ago, and all of his help and advice, and especially his dear wife, Marcia Zimmerman, who has done all things well. And if anything looks good here tonight, it's all due to what Marcia has done. There were 100 total applications. 3 of them were transferred to candidate, and 1 was canceled. That left 96 applications available. 85 of these applications have been used, 37 from Fort Wayne, 45 from St. Louis, with 3 that are concurrent, which leaves 11 applications that were available but were not used. We continue to pray that the Lord of the harvest sends workers into his harvest field. I now ask the first row to rise and present themselves for their assignments. Timothy A. Bayer, St. James Lutheran Church, Howard Lake, Minnesota, Minnesota South District. In absentia, Stephen M. Braun, Redeemer Lutheran Church, Highland, Indiana, Indiana District. Also in absentia, Kyle E. Brown, St. Peter's Lutheran Church, Arlington, Wisconsin, South Wisconsin District. Garrett K. Bovinghausen, St. Paul Evangelical Lutheran Church, Valley City, Ohio, Ohio District. Maureen Serchez, St. Paul's Lutheran Church and School, Janesville, Wisconsin, South Wisconsin District. Zachary A. Curry, Our Savior Lutheran Church, Denison, Iowa, and Bethlehem Lutheran Church, Dow City, Iowa, Iowa District West. Raymond T. Dubrava, St. John's Lutheran Church, Beardstown, Illinois, Central Illinois District. James H. Ebersole, First Lutheran Church, Gainesville, Florida, Florida, Georgia District. Hayden M. Folks, Wheat Ridge Evangelical Lutheran Church, Wheat Ridge, Colorado, Rocky Mountain District. Colin E. Ford, Ascension Lutheran Church, Huntsville, Alabama, Southern District. Paul R.G. Gashler, St. James Lutheran Church, Montague, Michigan, Michigan District. Carl D. Hinkst, Lutheran Life Villages, Fort Wayne, Indiana, Indiana District. Theodore A. Hoham, Shepherd of the City Lutheran Church, Fort Wayne, Indiana, Indiana District. Brian C. Johnson, Emmanuel Evangelical Lutheran Church, Terre Haute, Indiana, Indiana District. Keith A. Kettner, Trinity Lutheran Church, Norman, Oklahoma, Oklahoma District. Jeffrey B. Kyler, Bethel Lutheran Church and Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church, Bismarck, North Dakota, North Dakota District. Joseph M. McCauley, Trinity Lutheran Church, St. Joseph, Michigan, Michigan District. Michael J. McGinley, Trinity Lutheran Church, Sheraton, Iowa, Iowa District East. Andrew P. Mundinger, Messiah Lutheran Church, Danville, California, English District. Zachary J. Patterson, Redeemer Lutheran Church, Gresham, Oregon, Northwest District. James N. Peterson, Zion Evangelical Lutheran Church, Imperial, Nebraska, Nebraska District. Paul C. Radke, Grace Lutheran Church, Winter Haven, Florida, Florida, Georgia District. Joshua A. Ralston, St. John Evangelical Lutheran Church, Wheaton, Illinois, Northern Illinois District. Robert W. Ricard, Trinity Lutheran Church, Hampton, Iowa, Iowa District East. Kyle J. Richardson, Memorial Lutheran Church, Houston, Texas, Texas District. You guys had a bet going on? James B. Robinson, Zion Lutheran Church, Decatur, Indiana, Indiana District. Lucan E. Saling, Faith Lutheran Church, Tullahoma, Tennessee, Mid-South District. Matthew C. Shetler, Emmanuel Lutheran Church, Baltimore, Maryland, Southeastern District. In absentia, Jesse S. Schley, Catalina Lutheran Church and University of Arizona, LCMSU, Tucson, Arizona, English District. Pastor Knorr, you gave this one away in your sermon. Joseph E. Schley, Philadelphia, Lutheran Ministries, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, English District. Lawson K. Short, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Lincoln, Nebraska, Nebraska District. William G. Smith, Jr., Holy Cross Lutheran Church, Moline, Illinois, Central Illinois District. Michael D. Turkola, St. John's Lutheran Church, Columbia City, Indiana, Indiana District. Titus A. Utek, Faith Lutheran Church, Green Bay, Wisconsin, North Wisconsin District. Carl E. Wendorf, Risen Savior Lutheran Church, Basor, Kansas, Kansas District. Matthias C. Wolberg, Mount Olive Evangelical Lutheran Church, Billings, Montana, Montana District. And last but not least, this was my whole life. I'm going to send you to Canada. Don't laugh too hard. All right. David L. Werdeman, Bethlehem Lutheran Church, Lawrenceburg, Missouri, Missouri District. And the Lord's blessings be to you all.
Thank you.
Christ is risen. An early Christian sermon I recently read suggested that in the faces of those around you, you can always hear God's call to serve. Well, if this is true, and even as I look into the faces of our deaconess students at this very moment, I think I can hear, above all else, simply the call to get this over with as soon as possible, right? So let's do that. Ladies, please come forward at this time. As our deaconess students come forward, I do want to recognize several that have been a great service to our program this year. Certainly want to thank the placement department, Professor Pulls and Dr. Zeroth for their good collaboration, Nancy Raber and Marcia Zimmerman for their clerical assistance. Certainly also want to thank Deaconess Rosie Adel and Deaconess Gina Teeple for all of their assistance to our program. And of course, Deaconess Amy Rast, our Associate Director, for all of her faithful and tireless efforts on behalf of our students, on behalf of our program, even on behalf of her husband this year, President Rast. But all of these individuals have been a great blessing from God to the seminary, to our students, certainly to me personally, and I give thanks to God for their work. Well, on to the business at hand. We have three deaconess students receiving their internships tonight, and they are as follows. In absentia, Brittany Ann Brown, Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, Indiana District, and St. Peter's Lutheran Church, Arlington, Wisconsin, South Wisconsin District. Amanda Lynn Hahn, Holy Shepherd Lutheran Church, Hazlitt, Texas, Texas District. And finally, Carol Ann Turkola, St. John's Lutheran Church, Columbia City, Indiana, Indiana District. This concludes our distribution of the internships. The Lord bless you and your service to the church.